What is going on, Anchor World? This is King Sports here, and I'm here to show you guys what is going on with the NBA schedule for next season, and I can't wait to tell you what is going on. We got the New Orleans Pelicans, Zion's team, versus the new Toronto Raptors, and Zion will be making his debut at 8 o'clock on October 22nd. And I just want to point it out, my birthday is on October 2nd, so October is just the best month of the world because NBA season is back. It's back, baby. So we got the Pelicans versus the Raptors at 8 o'clock on TNT. And then to cap it all off, it's LeBron versus Kawhi. Lakers versus Clippers, 10:30 Eastern. And I cannot wait for that showdown. It is going to be amazing. Remember, Pelicans versus Raptors at 8 o'clock. Lakers versus Clippers at 10:30. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I can't wait to see what this season has to show. I cannot wait. What's going on, Anchor family? This is King Sports. And I am back for another schedule update. We have on Wednesday, October 23rd, the Boston Celtics will be going against the Philadelphia 76ers. This will not be on TNT. This will be on ESPN. Also that night, for the nightcap, we have the Denver Nuggets versus the Portland Trail Blazers for the nightcap. Oh, those are going to be some amazing games. And on the next night, Thursday, October 24th, we have the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Houston Rockets at 8 o'clock on TNT. Clippers versus the Warriors, 10:30 on TNT. This is also on Thursday, October 24th. Man, if that doesn't get you hype, I don't know what will. October is a great month, and I can't wait to see what's going to transpire. This is going to be an awesome NBA season. Let's get it started, guys. Send me your predictions. Send me your opinion. Send me everything that you think is going to happen, because it's going to be something serious. Also, guys, Friday, October 25th, because we're not done. October 25th, we have the Dallas Mavericks versus the New Orleans Pelicans on ESPN at 8 o'clock. On 10:30 for the nightcap, we're going to have the Utah Jazz versus the Lakers. Like, that is epic right there. That is just epic. And if that doesn't satisfy you guys, Saturday, October 26th, there's a triple header, starting from 5 o'clock to 10 p.m. So listen, this is what's going to happen. Miami Heat versus the Milwaukee Bucks at 5 o'clock. After that game is done, we have the Boston Celtics versus the New York Knicks at 7:30. After that game, we have the Los Angeles Clippers versus the Phoenix Suns for the people on the West Coast. To go 10 o'clock, we're going to be on that time. And that's going to be an awesome, awesome weekend. Cannot wait for the NBA season to start, guys. This is going to be so crazy. Can't wait to get started. Send me your predictions. Send me everything you guys think is going to happen. I want to know. I want to know all of my viewers. I want to see what you guys think about all of these game schedules, man. And oh my gosh, can you guys imagine Christmas? Christmas is going to be insane. Christmas, we have the Boston Celtics versus the Raptors for the, you know, they usually have the Knicks playing on 12 o'clock noon, but you know what? They're changing it up this year, and it'll be the Celtics and the Raptors. 2:30, it's going to be the Bucks versus the 76ers. At 5, it's going to be the Rockets versus the Warriors. Oh, my gosh. 8 o'clock, the Lakers were going to be playing the Clippers. Oh, man. And then for the nightcap, we're going to have the New Orleans Pelicans versus the Denver Nuggets for Christmas. Christmas is going to be amazing. I cannot wait to see what's going to happen. You guys let me know whatever you think is on your mind. Let me know. I want to hear it all. Holla at me. Guys, what's going on, Anchor family? This is King Sports again, and I just want to let you guys know about all the notable return games that's going to be going on. Oh, man. December 11th on ESPN, we're going to see Kawhi going back to Toronto. December 11th. Stay tuned. Put that in your calendar now before you forget. December 11th, Kawhi is going back to the North. It's going to be epic. After Kawhi is gone, We have PG-13 back in OKC on December 22nd. We already know what kind of ovation he's going to get. Might not be like LeBron going back to Cleveland, but it's going to be a close resemblance to that. Because I don't think he was very welcomed. I mean, he did the best he could, but OKC fans don't like sellouts. And he had to do what he had to do. So that's going to be an extraordinary game. I cannot wait to see that one. I really wanted to see him versus Westbrook, but, you know, that'll happen in Houston or L.A. But also, speaking about Westbrook, January 9th, 2020, we're going to see Westbrook return to OKC. I cannot wait for that, because I know not only is he going to get a very good ovation, that game is just going to be on and off the charts. Hopefully, Chris Paul, we'll see if he's still there. But Chris Paul will also be playing the Rockets, so let's see how that holds up in the future. And, guys, I want you guys to know I am from Brooklyn, so you know who I'm repping this year. Kyrie is going back to Beantown November 27th. That's going to be such a huge game for me. It's going to be a huge game for our team, for our morale. I'm going to try to get tickets to that game in Boston the best I can, November 27th. That is going to be amazing. I cannot wait for that to happen. We also have Anthony Davis on the November 27th. November 27th, it is Anthony Davis returning to NOLA. And Zion will be waiting for him, but that'll be an extraordinary one as well. I can't wait to see what this NBA season has. Guys, if you don't have NBA League Pass, I suggest you guys try to get it as fast as you can, man. Because this season, every other game is going to be crazy. You do not want to miss it, man. You really don't. You heard it from King Sports first, the schedule release. Holla at me for all your predictions. Let me know, guys. Let me know.